Support for WSJ comes from Comcast, committed to improving your customer service experience with two-hour appointment windows, including nights and weekends, because they should fit into your life, not the other way around. Learn more at Xfinity.com/service.
How to make a risky investment. Jason Zweig joins us.
This is Your Money Matters from the Wall Street Journal.
Welcome to Your Money Matters. I'm Charlie Turner in New York. If you're an investor who pours a chunk of your money into a volatile asset, it could either pay off in a big way, making you millions, or you could lose a lot of money, or both, often all in a very short time. That's the nature of volatility. Jason Zweig writes the Intelligent Investor column for the Wall Street Journal, and he brings us the tale of Samuel Lee, a Chicago money manager. Jason, this seems to be a kind of do as I say, not as I do story. Mr. Lee bought 1,000 shares of Ethereum, which is a cryptocurrency that's a rival to Bitcoin. It's a volatile, risky asset and not the type of investment that he would recommend for his clients.
Yeah, that's certainly true. And to his credit, he's very forthright about that. He admits it's a speculation and it's the kind of thing he would never recommend that his clients do. You know, I think all of us in life, we all have things that are do as I say, not as I do. And sure. I'm not sure his clients are even bothered by it. It's not even 100% clear to me that they should be. What he wants to do in his own private life and spare time is his business, I think.
Sure. Well, how did he invest in Ethereum? How did he map it out?
Well, he had watched Bitcoin rise against sort of everybody's expectations, including his own, in the traditional investing world. And the fact that it went up and stayed there much longer than anyone expected led him to wonder whether maybe something had been wrong with his analysis. So when Ethereum came along, he kind of went through the same process. And what's interesting about him and this story is that he tested the proposition of whether you can invest in a speculation. And what I like about this is it reminds me a lot of what Benjamin Graham, the great investor, wrote about speculating at this point 70 years ago, saying that it's not necessarily bad as long as you don't confuse the two.
Sure. And I think Graham's point was that if you're going to do something like this, invest a very small portion of your initial wealth in something as speculative as this. And I guess that's what Mr. Lee did.
Yeah, exactly. What he did is he said to himself, well, if this works out, it could work out extremely well. But the probability that it'll work out is extremely low. So therefore, what he did was he took an extremely small amount of his net worth, put it in, and said, I'm going to let it ride and see what happens. And that's the opposite of how most people participate in this kind of thing. Most people in cryptocurrencies day trade them. They buy in the morning, they sell in the afternoon. And that kind of high-speed trading is likely to make you poor in a hurry.
Sure. But he's basically done nothing with this. He paid, I think, $25 for Ethereum per token.
Yeah.
And what was it, 1,000?
No, it went up.
1,000 tokens.
Yeah. Yeah. It was somewhat more than 1,000. At this point, it's gone from $25 to a high of about 400. And last I checked, it was about $320 a token.
So it fell fairly sharply. Nothing tragic or anything like that, but he hasn't done anything about it. He's bought and held.
Correct. It fell fairly sharply, but let's bear in mind that's after it went up almost 20-fold.
Absolutely.
So it's what the great Fidelity Magellan fund manager Peter Lynch would have called a 20-bagger.
I'm speaking with Jason Zweig of the Wall Street Journal. He writes the Intelligent Investor column, and you're listening to Your Money Matters.
This podcast is sponsored by HSBC. When it's time to take your business international or take your international presence to a whole new level, HSBC has the network to connect you to the world. Search HSBC International to learn more.
Thanks for listening, everyone. Jason, let's talk a bit about Ethereum. It has an interesting history. It was founded by a nonprofit in Switzerland a few years back.
Yeah, it was. Ethereum is a competitor to Bitcoin. It's another of the cryptocurrencies that are attracting a lot of attention. The simplest way to think about it is it's an electronic technology for exchanging value across national borders, confidentially, securely, people believe, and to some extent it eliminates the need for cash.
All right. Now, Mr. Li's investment, he knows it's volatile. It's part of a speculative bubble, and I guess he wouldn't touch it at these prices, but at the same time, he's not going to sell.
Last I checked, he was nowhere near selling, and I think the refreshing thing about it is he admits that he's prepared to lose everything he put in, and that's the really useful rule here, yeah. I think, for investors to bear in mind, which is that when you invest, you shouldn't be doing so with the expectation that you might lose everything you put in. But when you speculate, you must have that frame of mind. And in fact, if you don't, you shouldn't speculate at all. You should fully expect every penny you put in to be destroyed. And that's the position he's taken, is that this is money he can afford to lose. It's money he expects to lose. But if he doesn't lose, he might win big. And that's why he's trying it.
Right. And again, we should stress that this was with just a small portion of his initial overall wealth.
Right, exactly. And I would also like to stress, I would never recommend that anyone do this. However, if you are so inclined and you have that urge,
yeah,
and you regard working with your money as at least partly an entertainment,
right,
then if you're going to do that, at least do it in a way that doesn't hurt you as badly as so many speculators have been hurt over the years by putting too much of their money in and not having a plan and not recognizing they were speculating.
Wall Street Journal intelligent investor columnist Jason Zweig, thank you very much for joining us.
Thanks, Charlie.
And that's Your Money Matters. Thanks for listening. I'm Charlie Turner at the news desk in New York.
Make sure to check out the Future of Everything podcast, because the future is closer than you think. All new episodes each Friday in June. The Wall Street Journal. Listen ambitiously.